And this afternoon in Victoria, we're heading off to Stawell. We've got the eight races. Fine and a good four is the track rating. Warren Huntley is with us to preview. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Nat.
What did you think of Stawell today?
Yes, small field, so I'm glad we haven't got many scratchings, only three, and again, not a lot of value, particularly early in the program, but I think we can certainly find a few winners. I quite like the card, and I think if there's value, it's later on in the program.
Well, we kick things off race one with the three-year-old maiden over the 1,300, and you can take out number eight. We've got number two, Stage Front, at 4.20, Angola Miss at $8, $6 Congratulate, Leica May at $7, and then we've got the odds-on favourite, Now's Her Time, at $1.80.
And it's been one-way traffic this morning. Now it's plenty of black odds even once the market's opened this morning for Now's Her Time. And I think it might be her time. Her debut was terrific over 1,100 metres without much luck. She arguably could have tested the winner, and there was good money for her on debut at Warrnambool. Up a couple of hundred metres here. I like her. Just a pity now the price has trimmed up a little bit, but maybe getting closer to even money or black odds as we get closer to the race. But gee, I'd be having something now because she could even start pretty short. Now's her time. I think she'll win. Stage Front's been consistent, and two runs this preparation have been solid. We'll step up in distance, should be okay. Angola Miss comes through the same race as my top selection in Now's Her Time last start. Hard to see her turning the tables, but maybe also to step up in distance should certain congratulates had a change of stables, but seems to be going okay and might be next best. Keen on seven, ahead of 2, 4 and 5.
So we go seven from 2, 4, 5, race one. We have a look at the second, which is over 1,300. This is clear of scratchings in the TAB market. Number three, Garp Morn at $5, $2.60 Rebel with a Cause, down to It's Quantum Baby at $3 and $5 for Vindico.
I can understand the support this morning for Vindico. This is a modest race on exposed form, and Vindico's form certainly fits that category. Nards hasn't done a lot in three runs to date, but recent jump out at Cranbourne for a horse resuming in the second preparation looked really encouraging, was finding the line well, not far away from main stage, who's certainly no star, but he'd be winning a 1,300 metre maiden, and I thought Vindico went pretty well in that jump out. I'm going to go with 8 ahead of 6. It's Quantum Baby, who probably comes through the best current form line. The debut run behind Reef Master was okay back in the field, and a raft of gear changes here, blinkers and a tongue tie and a crossover noseband all going on. So a few variables in play with Ince Quantum Baby, who also gets up in distance, which should suit. I think those two are the key runners. Rebel with a Cause was solid on debut, and that was a modest race, up in distance last start. Maybe back in trip here suits, and a gap to Gardmore might be next best. But I think 8 and 6 are the key runners, 8, 6, 4, 3.
So we go 8 from 6, 4 and 3. The third is a Fillies and Mares Mile Maiden, and there are no scratchings. We've got number 1 Dark Vixen, the fave, at 3.30, Jade Fortune, 4.80, 4.60 for Lots of Dosh, down to Protocol at 4, and 4.80 Think Music.
Yeah, the market's not identifying any clear lead, and gee, this is a modest race now. I've got virtually no idea here, but I'm going to go with Think Music, who I thought held on okay in a reasonable race on debut behind Star Creation, who'd run well in much better races than this maiden, and up to 1,600 metres second go. Might suit number 7, Think Music, but without a lot of confidence ahead of Lots of Dosh, who's got a change of stable here, but should get a nice run from the draw. Protocol did a bit of work last start, deep into a preparation, probably no improvement, but I think going well enough to be competitive in a modest race, and Dark Vixen might be the one rolling along on the speed and may well be even able to pinch the race, but I won't be playing here, Nard. 7, 5, 6 and 1.
7, 5, 6, 1. Race 4 is a maiden over 1,100, and you can take out number 6. We've got the 1 Outrigger at 6, 4.20 for Waneem, down to Dorican at $4, 5.50 for Mr. Didi, down to Spring Nymph, who is the favourite, 2.50.
I should have given Simon Wilde a call this morning, Nards. I've been umming and ahhing with the pronunciation of this. I'm going to go with Do You Reckon for number 3. It might just be a rolling sort of put together three words into one word. But I thought a recent jump out was quite encouraging in typical fashion of the Wilde stable. And we saw a couple come out at Warrnambool last week who probably trialled better than Do You Reckon, but jumped out very nicely, held together late. Do You Reckon was almost shut down in a recent jump out, but I thought jumped out pretty well, and in a race where I'm not enamoured with the race form, I'm going to go with 3 ahead of 7, Spring Nymph, who's had a couple of options this week. The Robbie Griffith stable have obviously tried to find the most suitable race for her, and she's going okay. Wenham will be fitter for one run back from a spell. I thought he jumped out better than his performance there to than he produced on race day, but fitted with that run under the belt, and importantly, the blinkers go on today. And Dr. DD was ridden out strongly, but there's been some good form out of that trial recently, and he might be looking for further, and he was almost at his top in that trial, but I've got him in his next best. 3-7-2-4.
3 from 7, 2 and 4. We go to race 5. This is the first leg of the quaddy, and we've got number 1, High Hopper, at 4.20. Bosconi is at 3.50. Captain Crackerjack at 6. Sonasali is at 4.40. Chilkidian at 6.50. Down to Blazing Diamond at 7.
Gee, I think it's a good race for Bosconi. He's well enough found in the market, I suppose, Nards, but he's terrific first up. He's on his home track where he's won his only start, and he's unbeaten at the trip. Haven't seen any recent work from him going into this, but he's been unlucky not to win better races than this, and I think that's a good option for him first up to just camp off the speed, and there looks to be reasonable speed. Whenever you see Captain Crackerjack in a race, you know it's going to be run at a good tempo, and I think Bosconi might get over the top of him. 2 ahead of 5, Sonasali, who's just going very well. This preparation was good first up and then put 2 wins together. This is tougher, but another one that can get a good run in transit. High Hopper gets right up in the weights here, but no claim for Georgie Cartwright, sorry, right up in the weights here, but going well. Georgie knows him well, and Gunner Island didn't have a lot of luck first up and will be fitter. 2, 5, 1, 3.
2 from 5, 1 and 3. We look at race 6 now, and there are no scratchings. Number 1, Leishman, 3.40. Big Bad Baz at 4.20. Chattering at 2.50. 8 for God's Own Girl, down to Rocky Raccoon at $5.50.
I'm going to go with Leishman Nards. I was batting up for him last start on an each-way basis, and he duly ran a lovely fourth behind Von Mystic. I think little step up in distance here can suit. Nice run from the draw. I think in an even race fitness on his side, he could make it a bit of a test here. Leishman, Chattering's going very well, and the Anne Blackburn stable is going very well. Small stable, but gee, she's doing a good job with her small team at the moment. Big Bad Baz was okay first run for the new stable. Solid through the line, or this is the first run for the new stable, was good first up behind Bergenay. That's a good form reference for this race. And Rocky Raccoon had excuses last start. His previous form was good enough to be competitive. I think this is an even race. Put them in 1, 3, 2, 7.
1 from 3, 2 and 7. We now head to race 7 over 2,000, a benchmark 64. And in this race, you can take out number 6. Now, number 1 set the bar highs at 4.20. So Able at 8. Amarok's at $4.40. Then we head down to Tradici, who's at $8.650 for Manzala.
I think that's a little bit of value in an even race for number 1. Set the bar high. I think dropping back to 1,600 metres at Colac last start was just a run to keep him up to the mark, perhaps, for this race. This is an exempt race for the grand handicap race at Flemington, and he should be right at his top here. And Samari, who was able to win that race at Colac, is a horse destined to get to better races. It was a benchmark 70. Back to 64 grade here, back up to 2,000 metres. Certainly on maybe a 1 unit the win, 2 units the place, or close enough to an each way quote for 1, set the bar high. I think that's value. Amarok's going well. Last couple of runs have been solid now, hard and fit, and comes back 100 metres or so here. But Skelm's been going very well. That was a good race at Sandown last start. So Abel's from a low profile stable, flies under the radar sometimes, but a couple of runs in recent times have been good, and the win last start was really solid. This is not a lot more difficult, although it was a high weight race. I think this race sort of fits in well with his profile, and weapon of choice maybe had excuses last start, could be next best. But I think one's value ahead of 4, 3 and 7.
So 1 from 4, 3 and 7, and then we go over to race number 8, and he can take out the 3. We've got number 1 Invinsky at $9.50, $3 Lynn and King, Coda Khan and Little Heath both at $6.50, American Summer $4.80, The Old Bird at $5.50.
Look, Lennon King's the obvious Nards. He's hard and fit and probably doesn't need to do anything better than he's been doing previously to be competitive. But I'm going to go with Coda Khan, number 4, who I thought trialled very nicely, held together leading into that first up run. Perhaps didn't get the ideal scenario first up. Didn't have the solidest of hit out, so maybe up to 1,300 metres second up could be a query. But with the blinkers coming off, I'm going to go with number 4, Coda Khan. You can back him each way. Ahead of Lennon King, who's the benchmark in this race. Just been racing well this preparation. Gets a nice run from the draw. The claim's not a bad option. American Summer was disappointing to some extent first up, but fitter from an inside draw with the blinkers on. A clean getaway will see American Summer with a nice spot on the speed and probably fighting out the finish. And Honey Princess with a tongue tie going on. I've slotted in for fourth placing. 4, 2, 6 and 8.
4, 2, 6, 8. And what's your best roughie quaddie and also your player of the day, Warren?
Shorties throughout the day, Nards, but I think the best's in the first. Race 1, number 7, Now's Her Time. And a bit of value about race 7, number 1, Set the Bar High. For the quaddie, first leg 1, 2, 3 and 5. Second leg 1, 2, 3 and 7. Third leg 1, 3 and 4. Last leg numbers 2, 4, 6 and 8. And I want to play a running double in races 1 and 2 as my play of the day. First leg 2 and 7, just a bit of insurance about number 2 there, stage front, but probably more units on 7. Now's her time in the first leg, numbers 2 and 7, into numbers 4, 6 and 8 in the second leg.
Great. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Nard.
Warren Huntley with his preview of Stall. It's now 9 past 11.